The group Our Schools Now says even with recent teacher raises and increases in funding from the state legislature, Utah still needs more education funding. Nolan Karras is one of the organizers.
We are still dead last in per pupil spending, which we seem to wear as a badge of honor.
This initiative would raise both the income tax and the sales tax in Utah. Bob Marquardt explains.
A 0.5% increase in the income tax and a 0.5% increase in the sales tax. They'll be phased in over 3 years, starting after the passage of the initiative, which will be in 2018, so it would start in 2019.
UEA President Heidi Matthews says the $700 million raised would go toward programs like mentor teachers.
The Our Schools Now initiative is the first step. It's our voice, and it is our best shot that we have of living up to our promises and our values.
Scott Anderson with Zions Bank says the future looks dire without this effort.
Failing to significantly invest in education will jeopardize our state's economy, its vitality, and the quality of life we enjoy here for generations.
Ron Gibson says they will hold meetings for the public about it in July, then collect signatures in August.
We recognize that it will not be easy, but at the end of this process, I'm very confident that Utahns will agree with us, that this is very important and something that we need to do in our state to help our students and to help education.
If they are successful in getting it on the ballot, they feel voters will pass it in November. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.